Chapter 4. They skipped the house and kept going in hopes of something better. Like Alice, the act of walking a long distance eventually let Jace lose his silver sheen in favor of his normal cinnamon skin. About an hour after dawn, a beat-up old pickup truck drove by. It stopped less than 100 feet in front of them. When Bobby, who wound up in the lead, saw an older man in jeans and a t-shirt with a concerned look on his face getting out, he perked up. Either they'd have to beat the crap out of him to take his keys, or they could get a ride someplace. "You kids need some help?" He had a mild southern accent, which made Bobby guess Virginia, Tennessee, or a nearby state. Bobby threw down some good old southern "aw shucks." Mama called him a punk when he did it. Then she'd tousle his hair and tell him to go fix something. "We're totally lost, sir, and real embarrassed. Car broke down, so we thought we'd have a little romp in the woods, you know. Make the best of it while we wait for a tow. Bad storm hit while we was busy, and all our clothes got blown away. When we got back to where we left the car, it was gone, only we got no clue where to. This is the best we could do to avoid walking around naked." I reached him first, so he slid his arm around her waist, and she tried not to be surprised by this. Behind him, Jace stopped with Alice and set his hands on her, suggesting a claim on her. The older man raised bushy eyebrows and then cracked a grin and chuckled. "That's a streak of bad luck. Hop in. I'll give you a lift to the next town." The truck had a bench seat, offering only enough space for three across. I perched on Bobby's lap, and he placed his hands carefully on her waist. "This is mighty kind of you, sir. Most folks would just drive on by. What's the next town?"
"Purcellville. Where were you headed to?"
The town name was unfamiliar, giving Bobby nothing to work with.
"Oh, we come up from the Atlanta area, and we're just kind of taking a road trip to nowhere in particular. I guess we found it, huh?"
While the old man chuckled, Jace asked, "You from this area?"
"Born and raised. Virginia's in my blood, through and through. You kids come up through Gainesville?"
"No, sir. We've been driving up the country roads, mostly."
"Northern Virginia, then." Bobby didn't know Virginia too well, but he knew where Gainesville was. Last big...